maybe I could buy you a drink.
Certainly. Wait a minute. Sam, let me get his attention. Sam, over here, would you...
Sam, yeah.
Bring me some champagne.
Yeah, anything the lady wants, Sam.
You know what to say.
Social services. Well, listen, tonight is a special night for me. I'm celebrating.
What are you celebrating?
My 9th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wait a minute. Sam, make that a magnum, honey.
But my wife and I have been separated for a year. And she has control of our money, of course, and I get a certain allowance, and I've got an extra 25 here. I thought maybe you and I might take a little advantage of that.
You and I? In what way? How do you mean, advantage?
Well, you know, it's as long as you're in the social service business, I thought maybe we might be able to work up a little social service here.
Yeah, but I didn't say welfare.
Well, see, but I have, my problem is that I
only have $25. Well, yeah, listen, darling, I'm going to have to...
Wait a minute here.
Go on home. Excuse me. Ethel, would you get my coat, please? We got to get out of here.
Ethel, is she a friend of yours or...
Jeune et amoureux, je me faisais des idées sur l'amour. Des idées qui paraissent bien pâles aujourd'hui, comparées à la passion que j'ai connue depuis que je suis un homme. Avec la fille que j'aimais, la fille que je chérissais, nous parlions de notre futur ensemble, de la famille que nous allions bâtir, de la maison où nous allions vivre. C'était des choses auxquelles je croyais vraiment. Et nous n'avions même pas 20 ans. Avec le temps, le mariage devint pour elle une obsession. Et finalement, un beau jour d'été, je devins son homme et elle devint ma femme. Et plus tard, nous eûmes des enfants. Mais au fil des années, notre jeunesse disparut et avec elle, notre amour. Plus rien ne marchait dans notre ménage. Il manquait quelque chose. Il n'y avait plus de substance. Et finalement, un jour d'automne, nous avons pris chacun un chemin différent. Temps après, ma vie avait beaucoup changé. Tout seul, je me promenais au petit matin dans les rues de Paris. Et seuls les moineaux égayaient le calme qui planait autour de moi. Dans le silence plein de passion, j'essayais d'écouter le murmure des amoureux. Les ombres lointaines. Je pensais à Catherine que j'avais rencontrée récemment. Je venais de quitter son lit chaud et je me rappelais ce qu'elle m'avait dit.
Jean, je suis fou. folle de toi. Je suis folle de ton corps qui frémit sous mes doigts. J'aime te caresser, te tenir dans mes bras. Viens contre moi. Oh. Embrasse-moi. Parle-moi de tes désirs les plus passionnés, de tes rêves les plus perverses. Prends-moi. Oh.
Tandis que la nuit passait et que nous nous parlions tendrement, elle me faisait réaliser pour la première fois que j'étais devenu un homme. Elle m'apprenait le véritable amour. Elle m'apprenait la vie elle-même.
Je peux sentir ta force avec tout ton beau. Je veux te sentir au fond de moi.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mark from Dial-A-Date. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. You got here on time.
But of course, you're great looking.
Oh, thank you. So are you. Like what you see?
I love what I see.
Want some?
But of course.
Come with me, big boy.
Where are we gonna go?
Right in here.
Oh, the bedroom. My favorite room. Looks soft. Can I sit?
Sure.
Good.
Hot.
You're pretty hot, too.
Oh, I bet you tell that to all your ladies.
No, just the ones that feel the way you do.
Mm.
Thank you.
pornographer's dream, he said. I knew what he meant, but it made me imagine what kind of a dream he would have that hadn't been spent. Would he still dream of the thigh, the flesh up on high, what he saw so much of? Wouldn't he dream of the thing that he never could quite get the touch of? Out of his hands, over his head, out of his reach, under this real life, hidden in vain, covered in sin, dreaming of what might be. Out of his hands, over his head, out of his reach, under this real life, hidden in vain. Could do you good if I could help you with this part of life you gotta live. You could load your weight on me. If I meant to you what you mean to me, your fight would also be the greatest thing you could do for me. Being close, I could reach the things to you and know just what to do. One thing I will do to never let you go, never let you go, never let you go. Thank you.
No. Oh, my God.